You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, let's continue on with the Biblical Law series. Let's make something else clear from the very onset of this show. The law is not done away. Jesus did not do away with the law. He did not change the law. He did not destroy the law. He did not get rid of categories of the law like ceremonial and all the excuses that people hear as to why we don't have to observe the law. Let's see what Jesus himself said about this subject, okay? Matthew chapter 5, verse 17 says, "Do not think that I came to destroy the law of the prophets." Boy, why did he choose that warning? Do you think that it was because he knew that people would be saying that's exactly what he did? So, to counter any of that nonsense, Jesus himself in Matthew 5, 17 says, "Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For surely I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." So even the smallest, most insignificant law, Jesus says, if you teach against it, you're the least. And even the smallest, most insignificant law, Jesus says, if you teach it, then you are great. Now, jot and tittle, what is that? Okay? One jot and one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Well, a jot is the yod. That's the smallest letter in the Hebrew alphabet. It's a yod. Tittle is, this, it's not what it actually is, but it looks like the little fancy parts of a letter. Sort of like calligraphy has all these little fancy parts on it. That's a tittle, the decoration of a letter. Not the smallest letter of a law, or even the decoration, the tittle of a letter of the law. A letter, not a complete law, not a complete word, not a complete sentence. None of that will bypass any means pass away until all is fulfilled. Now, people say, well, Jesus fulfilled the law. Oh, really? Okay. So, to fulfill the law means now that you don't have to keep it? Well, let me go and sleep with my neighbor's wife because Jesus fulfilled the law. Let me go and steal from my neighbor because Jesus fulfilled the law. He paid the penalty for my sins, right? So let me cash in advance on a sin that I'm going to... That's nonsense. Everybody understands that that's garbage. Why do people do that? Well, he goes on and he gives examples. If you lust after a woman in your heart, you're already guilty of adultery. If you hate your brother in your heart, you're already guilty of murder. That is what he meant by fulfill. He fulfilled the intent. We talked about that, about the precepts previously. People, Jesus did not destroy the law, and he said, don't believe it. Why do you believe it? Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.